Tausch's IT department has chimed in on the private talk and text line.
As you guys hear anything or not?
10 o'clock hour begins. All right,
you guys hear anything?
Jesse, turn off the music for a second. And everybody, be very, very quiet. We're hunting foot baths.
There's an itty-bitty little whizzing, whirring sound in the background, but not much. Now we're good.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
We're good.
I don't hear anything.
Oh. All clear.
All right, we're good then. You know, we've got an hour. We got 2 hours of foot bathing.
You know what this means, Jesse.
I'm gonna do it every day.
You know, every single day. Yeah, yeah. Promoting foot health.
Your official. Can we get like Dr. Scholes or something on board as a partner then, if we're gonna do foot baths every day?
Oh, my
show?
Buddy Brad. My buddy Brad texts me there's some type of like exfoliant. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it basically is a foot peel that you put down on cracked feet. You remove some of the dead skin. So I don't want to like gross people out, but
that's late.
Another thing that we could do. Oh, boy.
What are you doing over there?
Joe and Manitowoc.
I'm trying to get... I got soap suds. I got, like, the suds coming out because I cranked it up too much.
Joe in Manitowoc wanted to know, do we not hear it because you have it unplugged and the IT department isn't there to resolve it? Or
great question.
Hey, Joe, that's a fair question. I'm inept. That's fair.
So the good news is that this film that we're about to discuss, it's not exactly like there could be a spoiler to it. But I had been looking forward, we've talked about it on the show, to seeing Air. And I was going to take Sydney, even though there's a fair amount of profanity in the film, to go see it in the theater. And, of course, as is often the case with me, I never left the house. And so we never made it to the theater. But now it's on with Amazon Prime. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can watch Air along with Thursday Night Football, Black Friday,
and they don't even charge
summer.
You. They don't even charge you for it on Amazon.
Right, unlike Wedding Crashers, as you learned.
Can you still believe that they try to charge me? I have an HBO Max package, so I'm paying for it on cable and the app, and I go to run, and again, you could ask, should you really have your 12-year-old son watch Wedding Crashers with you? The answer is probably no.
Sack would say no.
But they try to hammer you for $4 or $5. I'm like, I've already paid everything you've asked. And you're going to do that? Again, that's a whole nother conversation. But we did watch Air because very rarely can you get everybody on board with watching a movie. Like, it's not an easy thing to do unless you go see it's some kid's movie that you can fake like you like. You don't really want to go watch Toy Story 3 in the theater or maybe like Shrek. Shrek was good. But you don't really want to. The kids want to, so you go. Or Up. You don't really want to watch it. They fake you into thinking you want to watch. You don't want to. You want to go watch.
Toy Story 3 was Mission incredible. Impossible. What are you talking about? It's the last movie I cried at.
All right, whatever. I don't want to get into that. My point is, it's a difficult thing to get everybody. But it's Mother's Day, and Sarah wants to watch Air. I want to watch Air. Kids want to watch Air. And it actually is a Mother's Day movie. And after watching it, everybody loved it. Couple more F-bombs in there than I probably wish. David Falk. You take Falk out of it, and we probably wouldn't add as many F-bombs.
Get him the Falk movie. Out of there.
But
whoa, Nelly!
That was good. That was good.
Okay, thanks.
No, I lost my train of thought.
David Falk, lots of F-bombs. Mm-hmm.
The movie is a Mother's Day classic, and from a sports business standpoint, it's the GOAT. Now, Jesse fairly asks, well, what other movies even count for sports business? Jerry Maguire, sports business movie. Mm-hmm. Air's better than that.
Draft Day.
Air's better than that. Yeah, there's no puttying around about that. This
some
movie
of the blogs are saying
lived
in Seattle.
Up to the expectations, and it was better. I don't think there's a better sports business movie out there. I don't.
All right, so you would give it 5 stars, like 5-star painting. It's that it is. Where does it rank? Let's take the small niche of sports business films out of it. Being the cinema type you are, how does it rank against Titanic?
All right, so it's good, and
it really isn't about Michael Jordan per se. Like, I don't. Does anyone actually even play Michael Jordan?
He maybe says 3 words in the whole movie.
I saw an interview with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck where when they got Jordan's blessing to do the film, he said he had one request, and that was he wanted Viola Davis to play his mom. And obviously she is one of the greatest actors working today. She's amazing. So Michael Jordan's mom is really the star of the film, along with Matt Damon as Sonny Vaccaro.
I would actually say, well, Matt Damon obviously is the star of the movie, but I would make an argument that Phil Knight is the
played by Ben Affleck
of the movie. Correct.
Founder of Nike.
Correct, yeah.
All right, so and while you've taught your children not to use profanity, you did feel like there were maybe a little too much potty language for your liking.
Listen, man, I used to think, I don't want my kids hearing this stuff. And you don't want them to, but you throw them on a bus or you get them at school. Like, it's just, what are you doing? Like, I still want to be smart and not, like, be crazy about it, but if you act like your kid hadn't heard an F-bomb when they're 10 years old, you're just fooling yourself. I know you probably think your girls have never heard an F-bomb.
No, I know they have. There's a discussion to be had on whether you want them to continue repeatedly hear it, so it becomes something that they then add to their vernacular when you're not around. But, no, I understand that. Now, the real question here, because now we're going to fight.
Who is?
You and I. Is Air better? And I love it when Sarah Tauscher listens to the show, by the way. First of all, from the IT department, please don't move the camera.
Okay.
Second, from the foot bath department, you got that foot peel for Father's Day last year. Check the bathroom. So this is not a revelation, apparently. But third, okay, she added another film to the business of sports debate. And I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of it first. Moneyball. And I love Moneyball. I am eager to see Air. Are you going to tell me that Air is better than Moneyball?
Ooh. I did not even think of Moneyball as being in
Thank you, Sarah, situation. By the way.
No. No, Moneyball's better.
So much for fighting. Nice! Oh, I feel much better. But you don't rave about much very often. Like, you rave about Coors Light, you rave about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, etc. We love our partners. But unprompted, this, like, you've actually been trying to get this into the show for, like, 3 days. Mm-hmm. So this has been this you really did.
It's the
thoroughly
greatest mother. I'll say this: it is the greatest Mother's Day movie that I've seen. I don't know any other Mother's Day movies.
That's quite.
But it's
niche.
The best Mother's Day movie of all time.
We got a couple people texting in. What do you mean by a Mother's Day movie? Like, how could it be a Mother's Day movie about Nike and
because
Michael
it's
Jordan?
It's about the mom. It's about the mom. Tell me, I mean, there's a lot of movies about moms. Tell me one that's better. She comes off as being a cunning businesswoman that took great care of the greatest athlete of all time until LeBron wins a championship this year. That's where we're at.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other Mother's Day films. I was going to say Mrs. Doubtfire, but that, I guess that's kind of more of a Father's Day film because it's a father dressing up as
that's a whole other conversation. I don't know if we want to go down that rabbit hole.
I don't know. Mother's Day movies will work on the category. Jesse, are most people agreeing with Tausch on the talk and text line?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of positive reviews here for Air on the talk and text line.
Some people, it is a fantastic movie.
We are seeing a couple. That, John in West Bend says The Blind Side is better. Would you call that a sports business movie?
I'd call that a mom movie. Right? Michael Orr's mother is kind of the star, played by Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Air's better. Air's better. Air's better.
What do we have here? Draft Day better than Air from Joe in Manitowoc. He says Draft Day was better.
Even I, as a Draft Day stan,
Draft Day's not.
I think I like it because it's not very realistic and it's silly and you can poke fun at it. It is not the Jacksonville Jaguars GM giving up that draft pick for 3 second rounders. Not happening, according to the Draft Day chart. All right, so Air 4.5 stars from Tausch. Great Mother's Day film, great sports business film. Let's play some trivia inspired by Air. Jesse, have you seen Air?
I have not. It's one that, while Becca is gone for a couple of weeks here for a road trip, that's one I'm going to be watching at home coming up.
Couple
here.
Couple of weeks?
Soon. Yeah, I got a lot of solo time at home here coming up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we be concerned?
Wait, she's gone for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, she's on a big road trip, going with her friends. Big road trip coming up.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That is on my to-do list of things to watch while she is gone. So looking forward to watching it coming up.
So the category today for trivia, inspired by Tausch's enjoyment of the film Air, which you can watch on Amazon Prime, is sports movies. Not sports business movies, not Mother's Day movies. Sports movies. Caller 23 for Michael Jordan's number. Caller 23, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 23 plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia coming up next. Tausch, great opportunity, though, for you to remind us about another best-in-class category, and that would be Kohler Services and the work they will do on your renovation.
I wonder if they could put in a beautiful new foot bath. Oh, wouldn't that be something? I know they could do showers. I know they can do bathtubs. And I'm ready for it. Are you ready for a new shower this spring? Kohler Services, local end-to-end bath and shower design and remodel service brought to you by Kohler. A family-owned business in Wisconsin for 150 years, and you think premium. You think exclusive. You think quality Wisconsin company. Kohler is at the top of that list and is the only manufacturer offering fast, professional installation and care for life. Start enjoying your bath or shower right now with a special offer. Visit kswisconsin.com. That's kswisconsin.com. Tell them I sent you. Again, kswisconsin.com.
More and more gifts coming in from folks that do not want to see your feet. Again, I'm happy to report that the IT department at Casa de Tauscher has said you can't move the camera. So yep. I think we're all safe.
Not today.
That's not a tease. It's not an appealing tease. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Yeah. Ooh la la, by the pool we're singing my line, no. Tune the night to the view, yeah, keeping those blinds closed. She said I'm gonna find somebody by nightfall.
Jesse, how'd caller 23 work out for you?
I think you guys underestimate how many people want to play trivia on a daily basis. We flew through 23 calls to get to Glenn and Sun Prairie today.
Okay, so you realize that we're going to start asking for higher numbers now that you've said that.
Well, that's just inconvenient. It's not that we can't. It's that we don't have to.
I would have went 45 there, because that's Jordan when he wasn't in his prime, when he was number 45. Because he didn't really do a ton in this movie. So it's more about...
Okay. Because it's really about the time when he was at number 23, though, that the film is set.
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe it's when he was...
Well, let's give away four entries into Friday's drawing by getting all the questions right, and that is up to Glenn and Sun Prairie to do it. Glenn, good morning. How are you today?
How you guys doing? I'm good. I got a question for you right away.
The trivia
caller yesterday, when you asked what the old state capital was and his three choices, none of them were the right answer. How'd that work out?
That's a great
question. It's an outstanding question.
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. I don't think we know how that played out. Jesse, how did that play out?
We have an official statement, so I caught up last night. I heard the debacle. Tier 1 Tyler will be serving a 2-week trivia suspension for any contributions to Wildy and Tausch trivia. He will not be eligible to play trivia for 2 weeks through Memorial Day and a little bit after. Tyler will be serving a 2-week suspension, and Dave Inshano is granted the entry for that question, which he got wrong because there was no correct answer provided.
How about
you understand, though, that you put Tyler in charge?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Golden Geese, second place on Tuesday night. Golden Geese, silver medal, pretty good for us in our final Tuesday trivia. And I think Tyler may have celebrated a little
Hamilton
too much.
You give Matt Hamilton grief all the time about not winning the gold the last time around, and now you're bragging about a silver
medal? Well, no, it was one of these call it in horse racing when you, because our friends across the bar came in first. So we had a little 1-2 situation. What do they call when you get the top two right? Because we were good enough with 1 and 2 being
first. We call it you finishing second. That's mm-hmm. what we call it. All right, Glenn. I could talk about Jesse's trivia exploits all day, but instead we're going to play trivia with you. So the category is sports movies. Question number one is this. Which of these is the name of the main character portrayed by Kevin Costner in the 2014 movie Draft Day? Is it Sonny, Stormy, or Windy?
I will go with A, Sonny.
Oddly enough, also the name of Matt Damon's character in Air, Sonny.
Is that right?
That was a guess. That was a guess. I've never seen the movie.
That was not the easiest question. I wasn't even paying attention. I was trying to get my foot back.
Yes, we noticed.
I wasn't paying attention. all right. Well, that's interesting. All right. Iconic sports movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, features Matthew McConaughey as the co-lead with Kate Hudson. Which basketball team is McConaughey's character, Ben Barry, an avid fan of? Is it the Los Angeles Lakers, the Boston Celtics, or the New York Knickerbockers?
Wow, once again, a movie I've never heard of or seen. So
you haven't heard of this?
Let's go B this time. Boston Celtics.
I'm kind of shocked that he has not seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. What a fantastic... It's the greatest rom-com of all time, by the way.
Iconic if you watch it on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen it either.
What?
Never seen it.
That's absurd. Oh, yeah, you see it.
So, Glenn, solidarity, buddy. All right, question three. Let's bounce back.
What was the answer?
The New York
What's
Knicks.
What's the right answer?
Yeah.
The New York Knicks.
Yeah, great question. Great question. We think. We don't... We actually haven't fact-checked that.
It
we don't
was
know for
your
sure
question. You didn't tell him either.
Stop fighting.
Question three, Glenn. in the 1993 movie Rudy. Have you seen that?
I have.
Hey! All right. Let's see how this goes for you then. In the 1993 film Rudy, main character Rudy Rudinger finally gets to suit up and play for Notre Dame's final game of the season. Which opponent is Notre Dame playing in the final game?
Oh, jeez.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Jesse came back, kind of, you could tell he's pissed off.
I thought maybe you'd ask, what position does he play? But no. What was the opponent? So, here we go, Glenn. Was Notre Dame playing Boston College, Georgia Tech, or Florida State when Rudy got his sack?
Wow, I was going to say Alabama if that was one of the choices, but it's not. Can you give me the three choices again?
I would love to. Boston College, Georgia Tech, or Florida State?
Thinking it was Notre Dame back then. They weren't in the conference. I'll go Boston College.
Well, the Boston Celtics were not the right answer. And neither is the Boston College. The correct answer, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech. Here's a bonus question. You will not get an entry for it. And I'm not going to give you options. You just have to try and answer it. Have you seen the movie about the Marshall football team and the plane crash? We Are Marshall. Have you seen that?
I have.
All right.
I have.
Former Mark Tauscher teammate plays the coach for Xavier in the game that Marshall wins at the end of the film?
Not a clue.
All right, I'm going to give you some...
I don't have a clue either.
I'm going to give you some choices.
Mike Montgomery.
Is it Edgar Bennett, Ahmad Green, or Dorsey Levin?
Oh, it's wow. Dorsey Levins.
Ahmad Green.
Dorsey.
No. It's Dorsey Levins. But that doesn't hurt your total. You got one right. That means you got two entries into tomorrow's drawing. Glenn, we appreciate your loyalty to the show. We will send you a pre-owned from Goodwill copy of Draft Day on DVD or VHS so you can get caught up on that film. Thanks for playing, buddy.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Or you can rent it on HBO Max for
$4.99.
Can someone explain to me how you can have all those subscriptions and they still charge you for that?
So wait, just out of curiosity, is HBO Max, there's like a pay portal within it?
We were discussing, and Max is like, I want, because we watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is a great movie. Pretty appropriate. I mean, there's some diciness, but pretty appropriate movie. And then he said, what about Wedding Crashers? I said, well, if Sarah thinks it's okay, I'm fine with it. I think she reluctantly said that. So then we looked, and it wasn't on Netflix. It wasn't. So I just searched it up, and boom, it was on HBO. But it wasn't on. It was like in their off time or whatever. So then, just searched it up. Thought I'd hit it, and then I was like, oh, it's cable. Yeah, and it's $4.99. Like, what the blank is going on here? No! So out of principle, like, no, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous.
Good for you. Way to stand up against against big video, big streaming.
No, it's big app. Big app.
We will shift gears now from trivia, but that was... Jesse, I know it was difficult. There's no doubt about that. But those were some good questions. If you've seen the movies, they were pretty good.
Iconic sports movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, I thought didn't get enough credit there. So appreciate that.
But I laughed.
Well, that's all we need. Thanks, Tausch.
And some of us who have never seen it didn't laugh only because we've never seen it. We'll shift gears. We're going to talk a little bit of football, including... some of the discussion that we were having in our private text line discussion, where our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam gave us a topic for today. We'll tell you what that is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
For those of you curious about the foot bath polling, so eat me alive. The number of people that want to see your feet is increasing.
It's getting more?
What? We're up to 12.7% of respondents. So the Rex Ryan crowd is chiming in. Meanwhile, Michael in Oregon texts in, or Oregon, I have HBO Max. I just logged into the app, and there's no fee to watch Wedding Crashers. Are we confident old boy wasn't on Prime Video when he searched Wedding Crashers? It's $3.99 to rent on Prime Video.
So here's the deal. I initially thought Netflix. I don't even know if it was available. So I don't know if they have the rights to it. I don't know how that all works. Then I went on... I think HBO, I think we have HBO, HBO Max. And
on
I never
cable.
Went back on Amazon.
On your cable,
on
not
cable.
Not on an iPad or something.
Not on an app, not on my phone, none of that stuff. I on my regular home cable, and it was, maybe it was $3.99. I thought it was $4.99 to rent. So, Michael, I will check that. This was last week, so things change in the rental game. But, yeah, old boy, it wasn't Prime Video. I know that. Although, now that I'm starting to think about it, Air was on Prime Video. And so there's a potential Michael may have read my mind, and he may be correct.
All right. So well, we'll continue to work on getting Tausch the opportunity to show young Max.
Would you let your girls watch Wedding Crashers?
I don't think so, no.
Just because there's a lot of stuff that goes on?
I think there's a lot of stuff that's not just, like, the F word. Like, as I've said on this show, Sydney watched the Last Dance docuseries, and yes, there's profanity in there, so her gentle little ears have heard that stuff. I think there's some more adult themes that I would be less comfortable with having my kids watch in Wedding Crashers. But that's okay.
Some movies are just better to watch with your friends at some point than with your parents, and I think that might be one of them.
American Pie.
Jesse, shut up. I don't need your answer on that, Jesse. I didn't ask you.
We didn't ask for our buddy Dan Kelly.
You bring up a good point, though. I don't because I think The Office has gotten to be really popular again. A lot of young people are watching The Office. Maybe I'll wait. Is there another good... Am I forgetting a movie that's like throwback that would be fun for the kids to kind of see and I could watch them watch it through the same lens? Like, that's the fun of watching those old movies. You get kind of the old memories of when you watched it. You get to see how they view it. They thought Dumb and Dumber was dumb. They didn't even watch it. They stopped watching it. I think it's one of the greats. And
how
they
about,
didn't even like it.
How about from the John Candy... library, because we love John Candy on this show, right? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, greatest Thanksgiving movie. We now have our greatest Mother's Day film and greatest Thanksgiving Day film.
We got all of them covered.
But like Uncle Buck, would they enjoy that?
That's a good
The Great Outdoors?
They'd like that. Yeah, Great Outdoors is a good call. Those are good calls.
I'm here to help.
Tommy Boy was a big hit, by the way.
Oh.
Watch Tommy Boy.
So the Chris Farley Library, there's some options there, too.
You think Step Brothers? My buddy Jern just texted me Step Brothers, and Step Brothers might be out there a little bit, too, right?
I've never seen Step Brothers.
I don't even know why I talk movies with
Jason
you.
Would
watch Up 150 times. What does he watch? Jesse, what does Jason watch?
Law and Order.
He hasn't watched Air.
Moneyball.
Law and Order. CSI. Bermuda.
Yeah.
Draft Day.
You have this. You know Tombstone. What's funny? You have the same viewing habits as my mom. My mom will watch Texas Walker Ranger.
Walker Texas
what's
Ranger.
That, I've heard what's it both the one ways. With Tom Selleck in it? The one she
Blue
loves
Bloods.
That show.
Blue Bloods.
Loves Blue. You and my mom both should get Kelly Call and just go over all the great CBS old school shows that you guys both like.
Get Kelly
CSI
online too.
North Dakota and Law and Order SVU. All those shows, you and my mom watch the exact same TV.
I've
I'll
always
ask
liked
her, did you watch
Diane.
This movie? I don't know. I haven't seen what. What? No. It, no. No.
Jason would hate Step Brothers. In fairness,
no, he'd hate it. Too lowbrow for precious little J Dub. Yeah.
I do like a number of Will Ferrell films, though. In my defense, including Elf. By the way, I've been compared to a lot worse people on this show than your mom, so I will take that. I am a little bothered.
Comparing you to my mom, your viewing habits. And my mom is 70 plus.
I understand.
You're watching
not comparing
these same
me to your
shows.
Mom. You
your
feel like,
viewing habits.
You feel like I could not say right there that you were comparing me to your mom. You wanted to make sure that you delineated because you love your mom. That it was just her viewing habits that you were
comparing.
Yeah,
I'm not
me
putting
to.
That on my mom, nah, for sure. And you what? Yeah.
I'm more bothered by the fact that you said Tom Selleck, and instead of me saying Magnum P.I., I said Blue Bloods. That really bothers
me. And that was the one.
yeah.
So, all right. I want to get to this because I thought this was great, and I do want to, at some point, get to Quay Walker, because you gave me an assignment. I did it. It led to a very interesting story in the Wisconsin State Journal and for us to discuss, but we haven't gotten to it yet. But our buddy Dan Kelly from AmFam, who listens to the show regularly, big fan of the program, sometimes appears on the show, heard us discussing yesterday. I mean, we're getting content from everybody but us. Yesterday, it was one of your former teammates that asked, who's gone elsewhere after their time in Green Bay and had a better second act? And we discussed Craig Hendrick, John Ryan, Micah Hyde was kind of the runaway
winner.
Joanne
Druzy was a name we left off that we
very
he
much
is probably
so.
The best one of the better examples that we've had.
He might be the only offensive lineman that you can absolutely positively
and Druzy,
say.
I totally forgot about Joe. Yep. By far.
So Micah Hyde, Casey Hayward was on the list, etc. So our buddy
Micah
Dan,
Hyde's the correct answer.
I would agree. But Joanne Druzy probably is neck and neck with him.
Should be up
and
there high.
We should be embarrassed that we didn't say his name.
I just don't know how many games he started in Green Bay. That was the part I wasn't sure about. And that was the caveat I put in there.
So this morning, Dan Kelly chimes in and says, how about the other direction?
Yeah.
How many players came to Green Bay and had better second acts with the Packers than they had with their previous team?
And boy, oh boy, it's a lot.
So the two that stood out, and Dan mentioned them in his text to us, were Reggie White and Charles Woodson.
I put Reggie's not in the equation. Even though I had a couple Eagles fans tweet back at me and said, Reggie's career in Philly is a lot better than it was in Green Bay. His stat numbers, maybe. I would not make that argument. I think Reggie had a better career in Green Bay than he did in Philly. But he is dynamite in Philly, too.
So you tweeted this out with proper credit?
No. No. I took it all.
Just wanted to confirm.
I didn't realize I needed to write a bibliography when I put a 30-word tweet out.
I just know that you very much believe in the policy of credit where credit is due.
I do, and we're giving it to him.
We are now, yes. Not on Twitter. Besides Reggie, which player have the Packers acquired who had a better run with us than they did with their original team? The first response that I have on my page is Amon Green.
Yeah, it's a great one that I think we forget. He was in Seattle. He was there for a cup of coffee. And obviously, the all-time leading rusher in the history of this organization. So that is a tough one to beat. AG is going to be tough to beat. Now, there is a long list. And this is where the topic gets really interesting to me, because when I was talking to my former teammate, it was the unknown. Doesn't work out that much. Grass isn't always greener. But it turns out Lambeau's sod is a lot greener than going other places. And I don't think we're being, at least me as a fan also, I don't think I'm being biased on this. Tell me if I am.
No, I don't think you are. Now, Amon Green is an interesting story because he was a third-round pick, and I think the Seattle Seahawks knew he was good, but Mike Holmgren wouldn't tolerate his fumbling, whereas the Packers would, frankly. And so he came to Green Bay, became a legend, and an all-time leading rusher. By the way, also fits the category of going elsewhere after his time in Green Bay and not being very good. Because he went to Houston.
Yeah, he fits both.
And it was
he
terrible.
Might be the perfect answer for
yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's interesting. A lot of the responses, a lot of Charles Woodson. You know, Za'Darius Smith was a part-time player in Baltimore for his first 4 years and had two really good years here, then quit on his team for a year and then was gone. So I don't know how you view him. Ryan Pickett is another good one.
Great one. Great one.
So there's a lot of responses to this. Charles Woodson, I think, is probably the one that gets the most credit. But here's another one that's interesting from the 96 team.
His career in Oakland was pretty good, too.
The numbers are pretty significantly different. I think, and Charles has said he's not
leaning
a Hall of
Famer. Leaning which way?
Toward Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah, I'll get those for you momentarily.
Reggie or Chuck?
Well, first of all, you know better than to call Charles
Woodson
Chuck.
I know.
Well,
he's not listening, Chuck. So I could say. Yeah, I know.
I could send him a clip.
No,
sound graph.
I would say Charles Woodson.
Oh, good one.
I'll give you those stats in a moment. I would just say this. What about from the 96 team, which I just realized, Sean Jones called me during the show one day, and I never called him back. That's not who I was going to say there. Santana Dotson coming from Tampa Bay,
mm-hmm.
and Gilbert Brown yeah. being claimed from the Vikings.
Doesn't this tell you, and again, we are close to it, doesn't this tell you Green Bay has been really, really blank and good at this?
Does Favre count?
No. Dan put in there Favre doesn't count. The trade, so actually Amon probably shouldn't count either. Because you traded for, and that's different than picking up in a free agency where the other team didn't want or didn't want to pay the freight that it was going to cost. So I think Amon and Brett both probably need to be out of that equation.
We'll continue this discussion, and I want to give you the Charles Woodson stats as well. But first I want to tell you that our partners at Steinhoffels, there is nothing better than getting a great night's sleep on a new Beautyrest mattress from Steinhoffels. Beautyrest Queen mattresses start at just $399 right now. And when you upgrade to a Beautyrest Black, you'll get $200 in Steinhoffels cash and a $100 MasterCard rewards card. Beautyrest Black Queen mattresses start at just $44 a month when you use Steinhoffels special 72-month financing. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Charles Woodson's numbers, Tausch, you're going to be blown away. Blown away.
I might be.
By the difference between his first tour of duty in Oakland and his 7 years in Green Bay.
Because, in all honesty, Jason, when I put that out there, I was actually thinking it was going to be Reggie and Charles. And then I thought, well, Charles has had a Hall of Fame, because he went back to Oakland and played two or three more years after his run in Green Bay. Not a Hall of Famer without his Green Bay numbers. I always thought that. But, boy, eerily close. But maybe you're going to be telling me something that will change my mind. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll roll this into the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk about Quay Walker a little bit later in the program. He's not going anywhere. But I want, before we get to any calls, I want to give these numbers to you, Tausch, because they're pretty significant. So in his first 8 seasons in Oakland, okay, so 8 years in Oakland to start his career.
This one full season almost, right?
Obviously he goes back there to end his career, but in 8 seasons in Oakland, 4 Pro Bowls, 2 first-team All-Pro selections, same number as he has in Green Bay. 4 Pro Bowls, 2 first-team All-Pro selections. So those are equal.
Okay.
But here's where it changes. In those 8 seasons in Oakland, he had 17 interceptions. He forced 14 fumbles. He had 5.5 sacks. And he scored 2 defensive touchdowns. This is from my story in the State Journal when he went into the Hall of Fame. So 17 picks, 14 forced fumbles, 5.5 sacks, 2 defensive touchdowns. In 7 seasons in Green Bay, we already covered it, 2 first-team All-Pro selections, 4 Pro Bowl selections, same number as he had in Oakland, but 38 interceptions. 38! 11.5 sack, 10 defensive touchdowns. That's a big difference. It'll be interesting to see if anyone else can have that level of a second act in Green Bay like he did. Because those numbers are, as I promised, through the roof.
They're big time. And I have to admit, I thought, because of longevity, I thought he played, 3 or 4 more years in Oakland he wasn't even in Vegas. I think it was always Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
That he played out there. I thought that was not going to be that stark. So I think you could make a really good argument when you put those numbers up. Reggie's impact is everlasting with what he did for the Green Bay Packers. Charles Woodson's is greater than I think we thought. And if I'm answering this question fairly, Charles Woodson wins it. I think we looked at Amon Green. There's been so many good stories. And I think what I also learned through this little, thank goodness for that phone call the other day, because it ended up giving us 2 days of really interesting conversation that has shown us, for as much as we want to give grief to Ted for not picking up a ton of free agents, and for Goody, he's in the conversations and a lot of stuff, they have gotten the best years of a lot more players than what they've let people walk out the door.
Yep.
We kept naming the same 4 or 5 guys, and some of them are way back in the day. And there is a list of 30 players that I look through my Twitter feed that have been mentioned, and there's probably 15 more that we aren't even thinking of, that have had their best NFL playing days in the G&G at Lambeau Field. Now, is that because of the quarterback? You could go into a lot of things, but that is irrelevant because it really comes down to, did you maximize guys' careers? Did you find use for their talents better than the other place, or is your culture in your place bring that out of you? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. Green Bay does that better than almost anybody.
He also ended up with more forced fumbles, 15, than he did during his first stay in Oakland at 14. I left that part out. So even that number was higher as well. I think we should probably raise a Coors Light to Charles Woodson as the correct answer, as the Packer who did more in his second act with the Packers than he did with his previous team.
We'll always crack open a Coors Light, brew the 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made. It's a beautiful day to go play golf. You got a great weekend ahead of you, whether you got hockey, or if you got baseball, whatever it might be. It's always Coors Light in my hand. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing, it is crisp, and it is only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll take some of your responses to kick off the 11 o'clock hours. Wildy and Tausch.